This podcast is sponsored by Oppenheimer Funds. Oppenheimer Funds offers one of the most comprehensive retirement income planning programs in the industry. Visit www.transition10.com today to learn more. Oppenheimer Funds are distributed by Oppenheimer Funds Distributor Incorporated. Oppenheimer Funds Incorporated and Oppenheimer Funds Distributor Incorporated are not affiliated with Morningstar Advisor.
Welcome to Benefits Update. This is Natalie Choate. Let's look at year-end tax planning for our clients' retirement plans. We'll look at things that must get done by December 31st, and then at some additional optional steps clients might want to take by year-end. Here are three mandatories, things that must get done by the end of the year: RMDs, LSD, and certain beneficiary transactions. First, RMDs. It's time for a final check to make sure that all of your clients who are over age 70 and a half have taken their 2007 required minimum distributions, or RMDs, from all of their retirement plans. Hopefully you have a software program, such as ProTracker, that instantly shows you which of your clients have and have not taken their RMD for the year. And don't forget beneficiaries in your final RMD checkup. For every inherited IRA that you manage, make sure the beneficiary has taken the 2007 RMD. If the death was recent, you have even more work. For example, if you have a client who died in 2007 after his or her required beginning date, if the client had not yet taken the RMD for 2007 before the death, the beneficiary must take the balance of that distribution by December 31st, 2007. If there are multiple beneficiaries, it's okay to have just one beneficiary take the entire 2007 RMD, if that's more convenient. For that very first year, the year in which death occurs, and that year only, the IRS doesn't care which beneficiary takes the RMD as long as somebody takes it. The beneficiary or beneficiaries who take that year of death RMD can later disclaim the rest of the plan if they so choose. Accepting an inherited asset normally precludes a beneficiary from later disclaiming that asset. However, the IRS has given us a safe harbor and decreed that taking the year of death RMD by a beneficiary does not constitute acceptance of the rest of the account for disclaimer purposes. Now, if your client died in 2006, leaving an IRA to multiple beneficiaries, then December 31, 2007, i.e. the end of the year after the year of death, is the deadline for those beneficiaries to divide up the inherited IRA into multiple inherited IRAs. Divided up that way, one payable to each beneficiary, and that way each beneficiary's individual life expectancy becomes the applicable distribution period for his or her separate inherited IRA. If the big inherited IRA does not get split up by the end of the year after the year of death, the applicable distribution period for the entire account will be the life expectancy of the oldest beneficiary forever, even if the account is later divided into separate inherited IRAs. Here's one more mandatory. Do you have any clients who took LSD in 2007? I don't mean the drug. I mean a client who took a lump sum distribution from a retirement plan in 07, just to take advantage of a special tax code treatment that's only available for LSDs. The most common example of that is the favorable deal for appreciated employer stock that is distributed in a lump sum distribution. Without going into the details of the favorable deal, which we'll cover in a later podcast, the point here is that you only can get that favorable deal if the stock is distributed as part of a so-called lump sum distribution, meaning a distribution of the employee's entire account balance within a single calendar year. So if your client is shooting for LSD treatment for his distribution for 2007, you must be sure that everything is taken out of his plan account before the end of this calendar year. If even $1 is left in the plan after midnight, December 31st, you don't have a lump sum distribution, and your client won't qualify for favorable LSD treatment. So much for the mandatories. Let's look at the optionals, starting with qualified charitable distributions. 2007 is the last year for individuals who are over age 70 and a half to have money transferred directly from their IRA to a qualifying charity. This is a very favorable way for them to make charitable gifts. And the IRA to charity transfer counts towards the required minimum distribution. So this is definitely a good way for our charitably inclined over age 70 and a half clients to satisfy their RMD for 2007. The maximum amount that can be given to charity this way is $100,000 per donor per year. And remember, an individual beneficiary who is over age 70 and a half can also make this type of charitable transfer from an inherited IRA. For example, an over age 70 and a half widow can use the qualified charitable distribution to satisfy the 2007 RMD for an IRA she inherited from the deceased spouse. Next optional, any IRA owner who turned 70 and a half in 2007 has the option of taking his 2007 RMD in 07 or deferring it to as late as April 1, 2008. So, should he take it out this year or next year? He has to decide by the end of this year. A magazine article said, take it this year because if you defer it to the second year, you'll have two required distributions in the second year and you'll be in a higher tax bracket. Well, I agree with the magazine writer that deferring the first year's distribution into the second year will mean you have two required distributions in the second year. What I don't understand is why the writer thinks everyone is going to be in a higher bracket next year. If the client is retiring in 2007, the year he reaches 70 and a half, he may actually be in a much higher bracket this year because he still has lots of salary income than he will be next year after his salary stops. Also, for some retirees, taking this distribution in 07 will increase the taxability of their Social Security benefits by increasing their AGI. By waiting until next year, they'll suffer this bad effect only in 1 year rather than 2 years. So the answer to the question whether you should take the first year's distribution in the year you turn 70 and a half or defer it to the next year is not the same for everyone. It should be decided on a case-by-case basis. Year-end is also the time to consider taking money out of your retirement plan, even if you're not required to do so. There are three conditions that kind of combine to make it desirable to get money out of a plan before you have to. The first one is when you're getting older. So you're over 59 and a half, and you don't have to worry about the 10% penalty anymore, and you're getting closer to age 70 and a half when you're going to have to start taking distributions anyway. Second condition is that your retirement plan is overfunded, i.e. it has more money in it than you need for retirement. And third, you're in an unusually low tax bracket for you. For example, if this year you are subject to alternative minimum taxes, that means your actual income tax bracket is really going to be only 26% or 28%, which is the AMT rate, instead of the theoretically highest tax bracket of 35%. So if that means you're in a lower than usual tax bracket, this could be a chance to sneak some money out of that overfunded plan at a lower than usual tax rate. The final optional we're going to look at, if you're eligible, always consider converting part or all of your IRA to a Roth IRA by the end of 2007. You're only eligible to do that if your modified adjusted gross income for 2007 is under $100,000. But if you are eligible, this is a super way to take advantage of a lower than usual tax bracket, because you prepay the taxes on the converted portion of your IRA at this lower than usual rate you're in this year, and then that Roth IRA you have created is forever income tax free. Now, if you're not sure whether you're eligible in 2007, or you're really not sure whether it is going to be a good deal for you to do it or not, go ahead and convert in November or December, and then you can always unconvert, change your mind, and send the money back to the traditional IRA with no penalties. You've got until the due date of your 2007 income tax return to do that. So this is definitely something to look at if you are eligible to do it and you maybe are in a lower than usual tax bracket. Because you get a second look, you get to undo it by the due date of your tax return. That's a look at our year-end planning ideas, and I agree with Ed Slott, who says that you should do your, quote, year-end planning in November so that if a mistake gets made, you'll catch it on the November statement that you get in December. If you wait until December to do this stuff, then if something went wrong, perish the thought, it doesn't show up till your year-end statement, which you don't see until January when it's too late. For MorningstarAdvisor.com, this is Natalie Choate.
Today's podcast was sponsored by Oppenheimer Funds. Visit www.transition10.com to learn more about Oppenheimer Funds' valuable retirement income planning tools. Oppenheimer Funds are distributed by Oppenheimer Funds Distributor Incorporated. Oppenheimer Funds Incorporated and Oppenheimer Funds Distributor Incorporated are not affiliated with Morningstar Advisor.